I'd seen sit-ins on TV lots of times. Definition of a sit-in? Lots of kids my brother's age, sitting around on lawns like they were at a picnic. Standing around holding signs they'd made themselves. Smiling into the camera and holding up two fingers in a V that meant peace. It looked like somebody got a bunch of kids together to do a play but forgot to give them any lines. They had to make up their own. They made their costumes out of old clothes with patches like Halloween tramps. Then some college kids in Ohio got shot for having a sit-in. I didn't know such a thing could happen. We were all four of us sitting in the living room during the news report, the smell of lilacs coming in the open windows. I waited for a clue. How were we supposed to act? But no one said anything. I said, I thought sit-ins were commercials for higher education. I had used those words, higher education, the way my teachers used them. Mom and Daddy went on staring at the TV. Colin looked at me the way he had been looking at me just lately, like I'd said something stupid. Because of that look, I felt stupid. My face burned with embarrassment. He said, those people are protesting the war in Vietnam. Being a big brother goes to your head sometimes, doesn't it? I said. You get to believing you always knew things like that. It must be nice, he said. When you know people are dying and it doesn't have to matter. Which was pure meanness. I felt that remark right in my heart. Daddy got up and turned off the TV. He said, we're just one big happy family around here. You can't mean to ignore what happened to those kids at Kent State, Colin had said to Daddy then. Colin looked at Mom and said, don't you see how wrong this is? Mom was still staring at the dark TV. Mom stared this way whenever she had to make up her mind about something. I had never gotten the feeling this meant she was thinking, so much as she was waiting. We'd all been doing a lot of waiting. The month before this, Uncle Sawyer, who was in Vietnam, had gone down in a helicopter in enemy territory. The Army called this missing in action. Their lingo for lost, just plain lost and nobody knew where. As if that wasn't bad enough, my cousin Dolly's brother, Willie, had been shipped over there back when there was snow on the ground. Now he had lilacs in bloom, and no one had even heard of the place he'd been sent. What's wrong with college kids going to war? Daddy said when Mom didn't answer Colin. If there's no draft, only poor kids and farm boys will ever go. What's wrong is people are dying, Colin said. Kids are getting shot right here at home. They aren't kids anymore, Daddy said. Then why can't they vote? Colin asked. They never even had a say in this. If they aren't kids anymore, then why should they have to act like they're being told it's bedtime, go to their rooms? Daddy told Colin to go to his room. Colin left the house and didn't come back till after the late news. But before he left, I could see it all over him that he wanted to protest that war too, only Daddy wouldn't let him. After that day, it was Kent State this and Kent State that. People talked about it every place we went, to school, to church, to the post office. Then it happened again in Mississippi. College kids got shot at a sit-in. There was another big blow-up at our house. When the smoke cleared, Mom had made up her mind. She said Colin's own daddy had died in the Korean War. She thought he had the right to say whatever he wanted to about this one. She told Colin he could go over to the junior college to hold up a sign. I was amazed. She didn't want him to go to war in case he got killed, but she would let him go to a sit-in? Hadn't she just seen how kids got shot for doing that? Which was pretty much what Daddy had to say about the matter. It's too dangerous now. Don't rock the boat. That's the lesson we ought to be learning here, he said. Mom's face flushed, the way it did when she was mad. But she looked away from Daddy. Instead of loud and angry, her voice sounded small, helpless. I don't like the idea any better than you do, she told him. But I can't say no to him over this. I'll say no to him, Daddy said. No, you won't, Mom said, and her voice didn't sound helpless anymore. So you could say that even before Colin's little bonfire, we pretty much had a fight in every room. There was no time when everybody agreed about one thing, except maybe what was on our dinner plates.